Good morning. I'm very glad to be here with you today. My name is Yongjin Kim, and I'm software engineer at Samsung Electronics. Recently, I have been researching and developing Tizen Commerce technology based on cloud. Today, I'm going to describe the overview of Tizen Commerce service and technology of CloudBox. CloudBox is related to the Little File System for cloud storage in Tizen platform. When I finish this technology, this presentation, you will be able to connect the virtual communication channel between device using CloudBox, and you will be able to connect, develop the new Tizen Commerce service easily. First, I present the definition and direction of commerce service. Now, let's look at the overview of commerce service. This slide shows three different concepts of commerce service. As you know, the commerce service was focusing on remote device-oriented, remote control, and content sharing technology. But it is moved to device-oriented smart commerce service. Smart commerce service can provide a new synergy via data fusion between devices. Smart commerce service can develop with based on IoT technology. IoT is used to denote advanced connectivity of device, system, and service. IoT technology can divide into local IoT and global IoT. We can build local IoT ecosystem with local hub and things based on content-centric technology. But this technology cannot cover global IoT area. So we decide to develop new technology that local hub can access the data in cloud storage easily. In result, we hope to cover by our technology in global IoT area. If Tizen platform includes our technology, we expect to develop the new commerce service easily. Back to the commerce service, Tizen device will have many profiles, such as TV and home appliance, near future. It means that Tizen device can create the contents, various contents, and send these contents to another device and cloud. Probably, user data will be distributed to device and cloud. Therefore, we will take a lot of time for us to find the specific contents. We think that it is the beginning of Tizen convergence service, so we develop the technology based on data with single view in Tizen platform. Therefore, user can access the distributed data easily and rapidly. We called this technology as CloudBox. We try to release the CloudBox in next Tizen version. Let me go to the technology and utilize method of CloudBox. We developed that Tizen device can utilize the remote cloud data like local data. As I mentioned, the name of this technology is CloudBox. CloudBox can access the utilized method, access to users' private data in device and cloud. Before we have this technology, we could access the data in cloud storage by using applications of cloud company. But with CloudBox, all Tizen applications can access the cloud storage, cloud data transparently. So we need to modify the applications to access the cloud data because cloud data is provided as file system and multimedia framework in Tizen platform. What can you do with CloudBox? If you are users, you can play the cloud contents in preloaded application and third-party applications. For example, cloud photo is automatically updated in gallery applications by CloudBox. So you can see the thumbnail of updated contents in the applications. If you are a Tizen developer, you can develop the applications based on contents and metadata provided by Cloudbox. Moreover, your applications can utilize the content sharing between Tizen devices. If you are a cloud vendor, you can add a new storage to Cloudbox. Cloudbox is designed to make plugin architecture for cloud new storage. This is the architecture of Cloudbox. Cloudbox is four main components. That is Cloudbox FS, Cloudbox Format, Cloudbox Adapter, and Cloudbox Service. Cloudbox FS has some modules that check the updated contents in cloud storage and process the file I/O caused by virtual file system. It implements a fully functional file system in user space in with views. It also includes a cache manager that is store and manage the cloud file. Cloudbox Format is the library applying the content cloud contents in media database. It includes DB manager, thumbnail manager, and metadata manager for cloud file. Cloudbox Adapter can perform the functions including account and upload-download operation for about plugin of cloud storage. Cloud plugins is directly connected to cloud storage. Cloudbox service is composed of some APIs for contents information, search, operation, and account. Cloudbox is providing not only Cloudbox API, but also Projects API. Here is three main features of Cloudbox. First, single file system. Cloudbox is providing three methods to access the cloud file. Number one is Cloudbox API. Number two is Projects API based on Projects compliant file system for cloud storage. It is single file system. And number three is Multimedia Framework API access with DB Manager. Second, data cloud adaptation. It provides a uniform API-based plugin for cloud storage. So we can develop the new plugins rapidly. Cloudbox includes six plugins such as Dropbox, SugarSync, Google Drive, OneDrive, Box, and Amazon S3. Finally, that metadata management. It can group the cloud contents by category, and it can search the specific contents in device and cloud. I will explain the development technology in detail. This picture shows Cloudbox directory. That is composed of the local, cloud, and contents directory. This directory is mounted with single file system in Tizen platform. When user access the local directory, the file system redirect to media directory. And in case of cloud directory, you can see the list of registered cloud storage. In case of contents directory, you can see the image, video, music, and document directory. There is local file and global file. Cloud file in each contents directory. Single file system implements SNTR 26 file operation for cloud file I/O in file manager. In single file system, all functions name start with Tizen. These functions are redefined and implemented for cloud file in file manager. In case of Tizen open functions, it has the mechanism of prepatch for cloud file. In case Tizen release functions, it has the mechanism for file uploading async. Update manager periodically update and sync the file list and thumbnail from cloud storage. when the file is adding or deleting the in cloud storage, it performs the functions that handle this file by pulling mechanism. So we are going to develop the pushing mechanism in the future. In the future, account manager operates when user log on to cloud storage. This manager stores user account information, which cloud box can access the access to user cloud storage into account database. And CloudBox FS requests upload download operations with this information to plugin manager. It receives the result after requesting to cloud storage by cloud plugins. Cloud plugins should be implemented the uniform API functions of plugin manager based on cloud Raspberry Pi. We implement about 8 DB operations for cloud file in CloudBox format. There is create, insert, update, and delete functions. One thing to note here that we implement a various version of CloudBox format. This is because the schema of media database is different according to device profile. I will then move on to next topic, how to use CloudBox. For this, I have prepared some of examples with source code. Initially, CloudBox need to register user account of storage cloud storage. When user log on to cloud storage, in account settings, add account functions is called out through CloudBox adapter. In add account functions, first, it requests access token access to user account, user cloud storage. Next, it inserts account information into account database. There is access token ID, name, email, storage capacity, and others. CloudBox is supporting CloudBox API and POSIX API as operations for Cloud Fi. This example is the CloudBox API bring the list of all Cloud Fi. CloudBox search the directory in all clouds and return the file list in CloudBox directory. On the other hand, you want to get the list of a specific directory, you should call out read dir function of POSIX API with CloudBox directory. This API is redirect to Tizen read dir functions in CloudBox. These functions return the list of a specific directory. This API is used to download a file from cloud before reading a cloud contents. It includes sync function and async functions. All functions called out Tizen open function in CloudBox. As you know, these functions can perform the prepatch for cloud file, and then you can read a cloud file. You can also read a file from cloud storage using POSIX API. CloudBox should be actually download a whole file with Tizen open function. So we improved this technology. So we developed the progress download play technology in CloudBox. This example shows that the file uploads to cloud immediately using CloudBox API. CloudBox upload file functions require file fast and account information. This API uploads the file to cloud immediately after a whole file right in CloudBox directory. In case of POSIX API, you can select the upload method with sync or async. Basically, this API upload the file to cloud async. If you want to sync mechanism, you should call out flash function of POSIX API, like local file system. If you follow this simple rule, you can upload the file to cloud simply. Finally, the file can be deleted with remove function or unlink function of POSIX API. If remove function is called out, the file is deleted by Tizen unlink function in CloudBox. This function process with three steps. First, deleting a file in cloud. Next, deleting a cache file in local. Finally, deleting a metadata of file in media database. I will explain the example of Tizen Commerce service based on CloudBox, and I inform to connect new storage with CloudBox. If you want to share the image captured from camera between Tizen device, how do you develop it? We will be called as black box service. Let's assume there are two devices inside the local network. They are connected with Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. You should develop the service that transmits the image between devices. On the other hand, there are two devices inside global network. It is so difficult, but you can develop the black box service easily if you use CloudBox. First, you can need an application that captures the image from camera on device one. Next, when you save an image to cloud you can develop these applications based on camera sample source code, yeah. Next, when you save the image to cloud directory of CloudBox, you can write a file in CloudBox directory using POSIX API like this source code. You can also develop this function with CloudBox API. Now, the contents is automatically transmit from device one through cloud to device two. Next, you can read an image from cloud directory after updating of CloudBox in device two. I will explain this source code, so previously I skipped that. If Tizen device one take a picture automatically and then device two show an image on display continuously, you can complete the development of black box service. Black box service can be developed with just 10 lines of source code. For your information, the frame rate can be controlled if you change it update cycle of cloud in account settings. Does new storage want to connect it with CloudBox? I will explain the example developing new plugins. Implemented functions connected with cloud APIs on plugin manager. It is composed of about 18 functions, that is upload download function and authentication functions. You should be implemented functions provided by new storage in plugins. This functions is the one of the plugin function to get the account information. These functions deliver the function's URL and parameter required Cloud API to cloud storage. And then it receives the results. It usually receives the results for JSON format, JSON or XML format. And next, it has to extract the necessary data according to this format. Do you want to use CloudBox? If you didn't determine yet, this performance results will be helpful. This experiment measured the updating time of file listing when the new file is updated from 10 to 800 files concurrently. This figure shows that increase the number of files in initial test, because initial test includes download time of high quality thumbnail for image file or and video file. And subsequent test shows that the update time is maintaining constantly. In fact, the difference of the number of file is 80 times, but it is just 5 times between first test and last test. We also measure the file access time of end-to-end throughput and network traffic. The file size is from 1 megabyte to 30 megabyte. This table shows that the difference of throughput is minimum 4 times and maximum 80 times. We make sure that it is more efficient in big data transmission with mobile network, like LTE. Last experiment. In case cloud file is cached, the performance of CloudBox is become very important. So we tested with maximum 1 gigabyte, considering the size of mobile contents, and we set the write block size to 128 kilobytes. In case of read throughput, EXT4 file system is higher than CloudBox. We made sure that it occurred difference of throughput by page cache. So we are developing a kernel level module in improving this part. And in case of write throughput, CloudBox is higher than ES4 because the write block size of Linux usually set as 4 kilobyte. We will improve the performance of this technology with single local file system similarly. I will introduce the CloudBox demonstration in this showcase, and you will be able to make sure that CloudBox can be much utilized for Tizen Converse service. Unified Content Viewer can access all contents in device and cloud storage. This service is reference applications based on CloudBox, so it will be able to help the developer when utilize the CloudBox. So when we release the CloudBox, this service is included. In the Garabang Capit scenario, Tizen TV received the contents through CloudBox after creating contents in Tizen Gear, Tizen Camera, and Tizen Mobile. Tizen Gear actually shares the sense data through CloudBox on host device, like mobile device. Do you remember BlackBox service? This scenario is similar to BlackBox service, development of BlackBox service. It means that you can also develop this service easily and rapidly if you use CloudBox. Last scenario shows that share the image between Tizen camera and Tizen TV. It also uses the CloudBox. CloudBox is used in share the image. Please note that CloudBox is used as virtual communication channel for data sharing between devices. Now, I'd like to summarize my talk with FutureWorks. We will research and develop the three main features in the future. First, stable remote data access. It contributes the user convenience improvements like progress download play technology. Next, second, global data transferring paths. It can read and write the partitioned file through multiple access concurrently. Finally, agile synchronization. It reduces the overhead of updating file list of cloud storage. If I am successful, you should use CloudBox for Tizen Commerce Service. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Do you have any question for CloudBox? If you have any question, when I finish this presentation, you talk to me. Thank you.